Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
How you do anything is how you do everything. It's true. How you do anything is how you're going to do everything. Hey, it's Sam Crowley from the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's a 2 for Tuesday, maybe even a 10 for Tuesday. Who knows where we go every day? This might be the last one. This might be one of many. I don't know. And that's the way life should be lived for you too. Unscripted. I know it makes you a little uncomfortable. I know the light's got to be green before you leave the house every morning. But hey, live on the wild side with me every now and again, all right? You don't need to have all the answers in front of you before you move forward. Remember, you don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. I stole that from Mike Littman. I continue to give him credit, though, all the time because I just feel bad because that was one of the most profound things I ever heard, and it was so simple. One of these days, I'm going to put that on a bumper sticker and call it my own, but I'm still not at that plagiaristic state just yet. I do that with most people, which is really weird. I'll steal their sayings, and you know the drill, right? First time, you give them credit. Second time, I heard it somewhere. Third time, you own it. But anyway, you don't got to get it right. You just have to get it going. And I love that quote that we just started today's show with, how you do anything is how you do everything. Meaning this, listen to this show, okay? It's impossible for me to open my mouth when I know somebody else is listening and not be energetic, okay? It's impossible for me because how I do that is how I go about everything. Whether I work out and people make fun of me at the gym, you know, everybody, I just grab weights and go nuts with them. You know, I don't have a plan. I do track how many reps I do and things like that. It's about as planned as I get because I like to see progress, you know, in the weight I'm lifting and how many times I'm lifting the weight. Excuse me. But by and large, no, I grab the weight, lift it, move on. I am not the guy sitting, staring at myself in the mirror, taking selfies, scrolling Facebook. When I'm at the gym to get it done. And how I go about that is how I create this podcast. I am recording right now to get this message to you. And I want it to be good. Hell, I don't want it to be good. I want it to be great. If this is the very first time you hear me ever, I want you to say, man, I got to get more of this guy. I need more of this stuff. That's how you should do everything. How do you go about your exercise? How do you go about your diet? We just shared the podcast previous to this about smoothie recipes. You know, how do you go about that? Well, I'll get to it when I get to it. It's cool because clogged arteries will get to you way before you ever get time to do that. All right. How do you go about creating content? Do you have an online business? Do you blog? Do you record videos? Do you record audio such as this one? How do you go about it? Do you get to it when you get to it? Do you put something kind of half-baked together, throw it out there, say, whoop, created some content today? Well, think about the person reading that. They're going to have the exact same feeling about it, but from an opposite perspective reading it. They'll be like, oh, read another average article today. Oh, that was 10 minutes I'll never get back. Think about it before you do anything. If you're in sales, are you getting up, waking up? Look, none of us are perfect. We wake up with aches and pains, man. Sometimes you don't even want to get out of bed. I get it. Look, even when I go to the gym, I'm fired up. When I get in the car, I'm jacked up. Got the mandana going, and I'm all fired. I got my water bottle, everything like that. And then I got about a 15-minute ride to the gym. I got to leave the house, get on the highway. And that feeling, I try to keep it going. You know, but then I get to the gym and for some reason, I don't know what is up, but when I start going to get out of the car, I'm like, oh, I got to get out of the car. And then I slowly walk into the gym. And all of that time, had I just have a home gym here, which I should really invest in, I guess that's an excuse. So as I'm talking, you're saying, gotcha. But we got a lot going on in this 1,300 square foot basement we got in the house here. No, ain't no room for a gym right now. But anyway, Point being, when I finally get there, I've lost a little bit of that edge I had when I first laced up the shoes and left the house 20 minutes earlier. And now I still got another 10 minutes to warm up. Got to get lit because I don't want to get injured. I don't just roll in and start firing the weights back. I roll in as a warm up, 10 minutes on the treadmill or shoot some baskets. I got a gym in there. Just get myself limbered up, and then I start lifting a little bit. By the time I'm – it's been 45 minutes since that initial I want to get, you know, lifting right now type of mood. But how you do anything is how you're going to do everything. It's the same thing when you sit down and write an email, you know, to your list. If you're an email marketer, you got this great idea, or you put a Facebook post, you got these great thoughts running through your mind, but then you get a phone call and you take it, or you get an email yourself and you read it and you reply. Next thing you know, it's been a half hour since that original great thought was in your mind. But you got to get back into that state. And you got to understand there's somebody out there that's going to be reading it, listening, seeing this for the very first time. What impression do you want to leave this first-time customer, client, prospect with? Do you want to leave them with, just another average article? Or, wow, how do I get more of this? How do I get more of this person's advice and content? And hell, I'll even pay for something. Where? Because if they're free stuff, and this is something you definitely want as a marketer, you want people saying, if their free stuff is this good, I can't even imagine if I paid them money how great the content would be. And I had somebody ask me way back when. I mean, when I very first started podcasting, like, wow, man, you're putting out all this great content on your podcast. Why don't you hold some of this back? It's like, why don't you charge for this? And that's the reply I gave. I said, hey, because I want people's response to be, if the free stuff is this good, and he's not holding back, which I don't. I don't hold back any tips or secrets or anything like that. I give everything I got every single day on my podcast. Been doing it for 10 years because when people come on board to coach with me one-on-one or in a group setting or to buy my products, they're already conditioned to believe, rightfully so, that the paid stuff has got to be a hell of a lot even better, if it's possible, than the free stuff. And it is. Because as you get closer to the source of momentum, which is you, if you run a coaching business or you sell products online, when people get closer to the source of momentum, which is you, your intellectual property, more of an intimate setting, they'll expect to pay more. And they'll expect to pay more because the stuff that you've been giving out on YouTube and iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all this great content you've been sharing, they're already conditioned to believe that how you've done all of this is how you're going to continue to do everything else within your business. And they will not be disappointed. It is pretty difficult to disappoint someone if you've put great content out there for them to consume, and then when they go to buy something from you, they don't feel as though they got their money's worth. That would be a pretty difficult task to disappoint somebody once you've already been creating all this great content. So my answer was simply that. Look, I want people to consume my podcast. I want all of these thousands of episodes. I want people to say, damn, this Crowley guy, if I can ever get him to speak at our event, maybe you run a regional network marketing company or international, or you got a sales organization or an insurance agency or real estate. We get this guy to speak at our event, we're going to blow the roof off. We're going to run through the walls for our career and our brand. That's what I want, because they're listening to my 15-minute podcast, 10-minute podcast every single day, several times a day. That's it. I wish it was harder than that, but you know I'm not that smart to make anything that difficult. Just go about doing everything how you're doing everything else in your business. And look, in your life and relationships, everything. How you do anything is how you do everything. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.